Well, it happens to the best of us. You can be a performer, you can be an actor, you can be a singer, and it happens. You get a cold. If you're lucky, it's a holiday and you get to be on vacation. If you're unlucky, you've got to perform. The show goes on regardless. Sarah Lawrence of Loon Opera joins us this morning, and we're both doing the sniffly thing this morning just a little bit. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Now, on the one hand, when you're on the radio and you get a cold, sometimes you get a really deep voice. And that works real well for radio. I'm guessing it doesn't work as well if you are a singer.
No, and there's so many different kinds of colds, but sometimes you can sing and sometimes you just can't. If you don't sing, you don't get paid, so it's everyone's nightmare.
So what are the tips and tricks and old wives' tales that singers employ? You know, maybe these are things, you know, that you can't talk about. I mean, if you wear, like, your lucky socks, do you not get sick? Or what are some of the tricks of the trade?
Oh, to not get sick?
To not get sick. We'll start with that.
Well, that stuff is probably pretty common sense. You know, wash your hands and drink lots of water and make good choices about your diet and health. But it's what you do when you get sick that I think is pretty funny, and it depends on who your teacher was and what you learned in school. But we're talking about a combination of modern science and hundreds of years of opera lore.
do tell. If you've got to sing, what do you do?
Pardon me. I'm glad I'm not singing today. There are people who drink every kind of concoction from, you know, whiskey to hot toddies to things like that. But a lot of people steam their throats.
Okay.
Which is great if you have swollen cords, vocal cords.
Now, would that be, you know, I know that you can steam, you can, you know, put a towel over your head and put your face over hot water.
Pot.
And then so you breathe, but you're breathing through your mouth, not your nose.
Well, both, actually. Okay. And the nose part feels really good, of course. But,
okay.
And then you can buy steamers at Walgreens and take them with you on the road, which, of course, I always do.
Oh, okay.
Just
all right.
In case. But, you know, you can steam anytime, even if your voice is just tired. So steaming your cords is a pretty common thing. And then there's some people like lemon in their water. Some people like tea. Some people like, there's a lot of neti pot stuff going on for a lot of singers.
Mm-hmm.
Anything about keeping... This is so gross to talk about on the radio. It's all singing is really all about monitoring your mucus and about what's going on in your nose and your throat. So there's a neti pot, and then there's a newer kind of a version of the neti pot, which is a thing you squeeze into your nose.
And, okay.
Yeah, that's all good. And last week I was singing with a symphony orchestra, and I was coughing. I've had this thing where, and I think a lot of people have it right now, just coughing. So I was living on, you know, Dayquil and cough drops, and that's not a great recipe either. You don't want to have a lot of medicine in your body when you're singing. That might be superstitious too. I don't even know if that's good science. If there's certain drugs that put you at risk for hemorrhaging a membrane, things like that, then you can really injure yourself. And of course, when you cough a lot, you get hoarse, so then you don't have half of your range. I'm telling you, it's a nightmare.
So you can't. Well, and you're a soprano, is that right? And so you can't just ask Sweetly to sing the tenor part for a week or so?
I have asked Sweetly. They don't say yes.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, no, I know. You know, if you're a tenor or baritone and you get really sick, then what?
Well, then you sound better? Maybe
no,
not.
The thing is, it sometimes, honestly, you can sing through whatever you get, and you'd feel like you sound better. Usually when you have a cold, there's something going on with your respiratory system, so your breath is all, you know, you can't have a good breath, you run out of breath quickly, you can't sing the phrases the way you planned to. And no, you if you're not really sounding like you have your clear, pretty voice, it's not who they hired. That's not what they hired. That's not what the composer had in mind either. No, it's not like a movie star who sounds sexier when they sound a little more husky.
This is a tough gig, man. I am so glad that I stuck with radio instead of opera, because I remember when it was, you know, radio opera,
and
I
just had to choose.
Yeah, and I flipped a coin.
Right.
And I'm really glad that it worked out the way it did.
Well, and you have to remember, we don't use microphones. Standing in front of that orchestra or standing on stage in an opera, we don't have a microphone or a sound engineer helping us. So,
right.
Yeah, it's bad. And then, you want to hear more?
Oh, you got to leave us with one more tidbit, Sarah.
What you have to decide is, am I going to hurt myself more by singing when I'm sick? Or can I get through this without doing any damage? Because if it's a really important gig for your career, you don't want to miss it.
Right.
But you don't want to sound like crap and then have them never call you back. And you don't want to sing on such an injured voice that you hurt yourself and have to take a long time to recover. It's
wow.
really more like being an athlete than people maybe think about.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, you are sentenced to go back to bed and enjoy the rest of the weekend with your family. Take some time off. Work your way through your list of
remedies
here.
I think leftover pie is on my remedy today.
Definitely. I have understand that pumpkin pie is particularly good for the vocal cords. So.
And how are you?
Oh, I sound like a goddess.
So you're going to be singing some Mozart today?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I'm going to pick all my favorite alto singers and I'm going to sing along with them, or tenors.
Good.
Yeah.
Lisa, thank you so much.
Oh, Sarah, it's always a hoot to talk with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Bye-bye.
Sarah Lawrence of Loon Opera with some fascinating behind-the-scenes look, superstition, and folklore about how to sing when you got the sniffles or worse. Radio theater supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.